Hello, my friends. This is Isaac. What are we going to talk about today? Well, we got a lot of topics here. I've got to clean up my list of things I want to talk to you about. I've been writing down different ideas as they come up, and I keep getting distracted by, you know, news flashes of things happening, okay? Now, the last episode, I tried to go through my alien news topics, but I've got many other topics I want to cover with you. I teased you with a top 10 of 2018, so we're going to knock that one out real quick, and then I'm going to try to do a little round robin cleanup. So, yeah, let's get into it, right? 2018. What did 2018 give us? Well, there were many things going on in the conspiracy world. Now, I was going to originally plot these in a countdown fashion, because I love me a good old-fashioned countdown. There's nothing better than at the end of the year where the music channels do their top whatever of 2018. But, you know, I got a confession to make. I got a confession. You and I are talking right now, but my mind is elsewhere. What am I thinking about? Thinking about Annihilation, the film. I've watched it 3 times in the last week. And if you haven't seen it yet, I'm gonna beg you to go do that. And the reason, you know, it was funny because a friend said, "Oh, you gotta watch that." I said, "Oh, okay. And because it came out like January or February of 2018. And then just recently, a person reached out to me, and I tried to find where this was. I don't know if it was on email or one of the Patreon people, but someone messaged me. They said they offered me $20 to do an analysis of this film. And I recall in my brain writing them back and telling them, like, "No, you know, I'll just do it, right? Let me watch the film." If that happened or not, I don't know. I get spread pretty thin here, but that was what my intentions were. And I thought, okay, let me just watch this damn movie, okay? And finally, it came on Amazon. It's on Amazon Prime as of this recording, so I watched it. And I gotta tell you, not only do I think it could be the top film of 2018, it might be of the last 20 years. And I didn't take a hard look at what movies have come out, but to me it feels like a modern day 2001 A Space Odyssey. I know that's a bold statement to make, but if you've seen it, you've surely felt the symbolism of this tale. And I'm working an analysis. I'm trying to piece this together. If you've seen it, then you know that it's almost a very subjective experience as to what you take from it. And man, I mean, it'll really get your gears turning. But I'm working on reading the books, because it's actually based off of, from what I gather, there's 3 books this guy wrote, and they took all 3 books to make this movie. I don't know why they didn't do a book per movie, but I'm reading the books. I'm on the first one. I'm, you know, pretty far in. I'm not quite halfway through the first book, because the book and the movie are quite different. The same but different, right? So, yeah, so I'm obsessed with this movie. So, you know, shout out to whoever wrote me and everyone else. There's a few people that were like, "Hey, you got to watch this movie." And they, like, it looked dumb to me. I was like, "I don't know. It looks like a stupid movie about scary evolution or something." But it was really good. So, yeah, that's what I want to give you. I want to give it to you right now. But I can't, because I'm not going to do it any justice. I'm trying to put something together, so hopefully by the next show, we can do that for you. And also, one last thing before we get into all this, I want to give a huge shout out to the people on Amazon that, not the people of Amazon, not Jeff Bezos or whatever, but the people that gave me some reviews recently for The Dark Path. It's my most recent book, if you haven't heard of it yet. It's available on Amazon and Audible. And I'm talking specifically about Haas, my man. Thank you. Roger, I think you might have made the cut on the last shout-out. Christy did a great review also. Even G. Whiteman gave me a one-star because, you know, this person seems to like aliens and didn't like that I was saying they were an Illuminati construct. And, you know, I hope this person finished the book at least, because while I do say they are an Illuminati construct, I'm not denying they exist, right? I'm actually saying that they exist, but they're not what they want us to believe them to be. They want us, they being the Illuminati, of course, want us to believe the aliens are this further evolved species of whatever that can evolve us further, and they're the new gods, and they're going to use it to destroy Christianity and organized religion and all this nonsense. So, yeah, and then this person said something about how he said he should do said I should do astrology to find out why I'm so fascinated by evil. Saturn in the Scorpio in the eighth, perhaps. I know nothing of astrology, so maybe this person is correct. So maybe that's something I need to learn more about. But anyways, big ups to all the reviews. Like I said, even if you got a shit review, leave it. I want to know. I want to know. I want to know what you think. What do you like? What do you not like? Give me a million one-star reviews. I don't care. I really don't. I really want to know what you think. I'm trying to see, is there traction to these ideas? Does anyone else believe this stuff? Am I on my own here? All right. That's enough. The top 10 of 2018, and this is in no particular order. These were just the things I found to be probably of the most importance of 2018, because this is something we can take forward with us in 2019, and I'm going to give you a couple predictions by the end here. Let's do this. Number one of 10, the rise and fall of Bitcoin. Now, I gave you I read through a very long book about cryptocurrencies for you, for us, right? Me too. I'm acting like a martyr, like I'm doing this for just you, but I also wanted to learn about this. It's a very confusing topic, and you've got a lot of people that say that the cryptos are the way of the future, which I think is a little bit undeniable, really. It's a very fascinating product that was developed, but then there's all these reasons why we can say that this is part of the control system. And they're proving that it is by giving us Coinbase, which, again, very easy to use. In fact, I use Coinbase. I don't really use Bitcoin as like an investment. As you could see, it's a very poor investment. But it could be, right? It was up to about 19,000 a coin, because there's various cryptocurrencies within there's hundreds of them, right? Bitcoin is just one of many. But the problem with Bitcoin is that, or cryptos, I should say, is that you've got to live in that world if you want to use this as an investment tool, or if you want to like even track how safe your money is. And to me, I've got better things to do with my time than to keep up on the latest ups and downs of cryptos and who hacked what. It's a very, very strange system, because it relies, all the risk goes from the bank to you, and you have to make the right decision as to where you put your money. You have to keep track of your password, because if you lose your password, you're done. You can't get your Bitcoin. They're gone forever. But it also does decentralize the fiat currencies. So it's kind of a curious thing, but the price of Bitcoin has dropped dramatically down to in the mid 3000s right now. So if you were going to buy any Bitcoin, now's the time to do it. if you were going to buy Bitcoin. So, and then big ups to Red Montague. Gave me some information about Acoin. Have you heard of this? This is a Bitcoin started by Akon. You know Akon. He was a mid-2000s rapper. Well, he is trying to make a whole city run entirely on his crypto, Acoin. It's in Senegal. It's in Africa. So watch out for that. Watch out for Akon taking over the world. Next, shootings. Mass shootings. Everyone's getting shot. Or at least they were for a while. Much like the other cycles of mainstream media, the cycle of mass shootings was big in 2018. We had the Parkland school shooting. We had the Las Vegas country concert shooting. We had Santa Fe. I mean, the list went on and on. Now, and by the way, the Las Vegas one's very curious. I talked to a man the other day who had a friend who was actually at that concert. And his friend swears up and down he heard and saw two shooters out of the Mandalay Bay. Now, one could argue that someone going through a traumatic event like that has a form of sort of memory, I'm not going to say memory loss, but inaccurate memories of it, because, what a weird situation to be in, right? But they still haven't told us what homeboy was doing up there. It's a very strange thing, and remember how the hotel workers, there was two hotel workers that were involved in the very beginning to sort of like report it and take down homeboy. Is his name Stephen Paddock? Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, this is why last time on the last show I said I wanted to prepare a proper 2018 breakdown. Because I don't have all the notes in front. I didn't finish the notes. I'm sorry. All right, I'm just a man trying to figure it out. I'm just a man obsessed with Annihilation right now. I had to go into my deep, dark place for Annihilation because I'm a fan of Nine Inch Nails, and the Downward Spiral album is full of ideas of dissolution and self-destruction, so I was kind of geeking out on this whole thing. So, homework for you, watch Annihilation, listen to the Downward Spiral. Okay, anyways, what were we talking about? Yeah, the shootings, right? So, yeah, you remember, so those two guys that worked at the hotel, they were on Ellen DeGeneres. They gave one and only one interview, and that was the big publicity stunt of, you know, they're not going to go on this big speaking tour, and they did one and only one interview, and they chose the Ellen DeGeneres show, and they go out there, and the one guy looks like he's been just MK-altered out of his mind. He's just like a shell of a human being, and then the other guy's like his hype man, kind of like, yeah, he's answering all the questions. If you haven't seen it, it's very strange. But again, man, like, I mean, you know, these guys went through some traumatic shit. They went through some real stuff here. So I'm not trying to like put blame on them. I'm just saying it was a very weird thing that whole event. Next, Katy Perry. She's ritually sacrificing nuns. She was in a battle, a witchcraft battle for some property in Los Angeles, the City of Angels. If you recall, and these are all these topics I'm talking about, I've talked about these in the past, so scroll through my 2018 podcast feed, or better yet, go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, and you can find stuff on all these things. There's an email newsletter you can sign up for. It's free. It's really great. Katy Perry. So she wanted to buy. Sorry, it's in the morning time right now for me. I usually record my shows in the evening for you. The mornings, it's a little slow for me. I'm not a morning person. So she wanted to buy a house. And it was actually, I say a house, it was actually a nun convent that was right next to the Lino and Rosemary LaBianca residence. You know who they are. and this is going to be a recurring theme in 2019, predictions for 2019, I will always make references to Charles Manson, because that's what I do. But LaBiancas were the second set of murders, if you want to consider the Tates the first set of murders, that the Manson family did down in Los Angeles. So right next to the LaBiancas house, there is a nun convent, and these nuns were selling it. I guess they were done nunning or whatever. And Katy Perry wanted to buy it. One of the nuns said, no, not going to happen. She's a witch. And, you know, I'll accept partial blame for that. I've been talking bad about Katy Perry for years now. I don't know if she's a witch. She sure does witchy things. But boom, that's another Manson reference. So Katy Perry wanted to buy it. The nuns said no. And then there was a lawsuit that ensued where they fought over this property because Katy Perry apparently had the legal right to buy this thing. And it was just the nuns that said, nah, we don't like you. So they took it to court and Katy Perry eventually won. She ritually sacrificed the nun because she died. The nun died during litigation. Is that weird or what? It's a strange story. She quite, her name, I keep saying she, her name is Sister Catherine Holzman. She was 89. She was a Catholic nun. She died in the courtroom. Now, does that strengthen the argument that Katy Perry is a witch? I think it does. I think it does. And if you haven't heard about it, it's because the mainstream media did not put this on their front page. Why do you think that is? Well, I'll leave you to your own decisions here. Number four, social media. Social media is selling your data. There's this, I just listened on NPR On Point, January 15th, 2019. They had a guest, and she was saying some pretty scary shit, okay? They had the author of a book called The Age of Surveillance Capitalism. I think, I'm trying to pull up the info as I speak with you, because again, I am not prepared to talk to you about 2018 still. I almost bagged this whole thing of the 2018 because I thought, man, nobody wants to go back. But I think it's important. You can't know the future without knowing the past, right? Shoshana Zuboff wrote this book, The Age of Surveillance Capitalism. And it basically talks about how these apps and Google and Facebook are all trying to steal your data. It's this big thing that is fueling artificial intelligence, in my opinion. But she was on NPR On Point talking about these concepts. And the host asked her if she has any of these apps on her phone. And she said, no, I don't. So I liked that. That makes me want to delete all of my social media apps on my phone. But I kind of have to have them on there. I kind of need access to share things with you. So, and then, you know, Zuckerberg was up in court lying to them about everything. And basically, you know, years ago, I wrote a book talking about Google and the transhuman hell they're trying to make. And this just further supports it. Number five, crack down on the First Amendment. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? We saw so many things happening in 2018. And 2019, I assure you, will get worse. We saw the passage of stuff to get rid of net neutrality. It's this idea that now that it's passed, your internet service provider, whether that be like Comcast or, I don't know, AOL, whatever, you know, these big companies, Verizon, they can now decide how fast certain sites load up on your search engine or browser or whatever. And that means, like, okay, so for instance, I'll give you the most basic example. and I don't know if any of this is true, like the exact specifics, but this is how it works. If let's say Amazon, they own everything yet still, right? If Amazon owns the internet service provider for some reason, they might allow their Amazon Prime Video service to load faster than Netflix, such that you're not frustrated with going to Netflix, so you just stick with Amazon Prime Video. I mean, that's probably pretty far down the beaten path, but like that's kind of the idea here. And surely they're going to do this to throttle access to conspiracy websites, but allow people with donors with big funds, like CNN, maybe Fox News, they'll allow them to have the full speed connections. Speaking of Netflix, they shut down they edited out a clip on one of their comedy specials to appease the House of Saud. YouTube, they banned Yours Truly in 2018, making me very sad. They're actually reviewing my new channel right now, and let's see what happens. Let's see if they'll let it slide by, because you know what I'm doing is, you know, when they banned me, they sent me a notice saying I can't even open a new channel under a different name or anything. So I started a new channel under a different email address. I mean, if they've got anyone who's got a brain in their head, they can figure out who I am, but maybe not, right? I'll try it. And I've been eliminating the word Illuminati from all my videos, my tags, my descriptions, as much as I could, at least. So I'm getting rid of the term Illuminati, and I minimize the term conspiracy theory, because I think they have algorithms that are trying to get rid of those things, unless you're Shane Dawson. A puppet for YouTube, if you will. Patreon, they're starting to ban people. Jordan Peterson's starting up his own new thing. Sam Harris left Patreon. I'm waiting for the axe to drop on me. Will it happen? I don't know. Maybe. Sesta Fosta, have you heard of that? That passed in 2018. It's this idea that the government says, hey, you know, there's all this sex trafficking going on online, which is true. I'm sure that's happening. There's like people who are, you know, in other countries that are picking up young girls. I say young, like 12, 13, 14, maybe. And they're forcing them to be on live webcam shows for sickos here in America. And the government is saying, hey, that's unacceptable. But the problem is they're taking a wide axe to shut down everything. Like Tumblr, and anything sexually related on Tumblr got banned. There's a podcast called Sex Gets Real. They talked about the implications of this. They're getting banned everywhere now because they talk about, in a more professional sort of environment, they talk about these topics related to sex and sexuality, and now they're getting punished. Because you can't even, they use these algorithms instead of any kind of like, you know, they act like this stuff's so smart. These computer systems and these algorithms, and they're just not. So I don't know that there's a huge conspiracy on the sexual connotations there, but it happened. Back in 2018, I had a show where I talked about the N-word, and I read some of your feedback on the reviews and such. People messaged me, and apparently I wasn't clear on whether or not I was okay with the usage of the word by white people. First off, I gotta tell you, race and gender is in fact a social construct. I know that sounds very soy boy liberal left-wing nonsense, but it's true. If you dig deep enough into it and try to make sense of it, you find out that race was in fact invented to manipulate the masses. They invented the idea to separate us. They wanted, back in the days of slavery, they wanted to find a way to demonize people of a different skin color. So they said, oh, okay, well, we're all different races, and, you know. And I mean, clearly there's a difference between skin tones, right? But, like, surely you've seen African-American people that have very light skin that you would assume were white. There are white people that have very dark skin that you would assume were African-American. I'm just saying it is, in fact, a social construct, and they use it to divide us. Anyways, now, was I clear on whether or not I said it's okay for white people to use the N-word? And to put some context into this, Kendrick Lamar had a concert. He brought up a white lady on stage, and they were rapping a song, and the song had the N-word in it, and the lady proceeded to say the word in its entirety. And it's a very sort of like, I mean, it's kind of a splitting hairs argument here, because it's like, well, I mean, it's art, but she said it, and he stopped the show, and it was a whole thing. So my answer, to give you a final answer on that, I simply just don't find it tasteful for white people to say the word. But, you know, as a word, anyone should be allowed to say words, okay, first off. But I think it would be very foolish for a white person to use it based on the history of the word. It just shows that you have a social awareness. You know, this is coming from a waspy white man in America here, in the middle class. You know, I don't support the idea of banning people who say words like that. I also don't like the social justice warriors who are manufacturing outrage over every single thing that they hear. Like, you know, the word retarded is now the same on the same level as the N-word. Which actually gives me pause, because I have a great empathy for people with mental handicaps, but the word retard to me is not, I would never call a person with mental handicaps that. But like in the past they did, so like it gives me pause of saying that word, the R word, right? I don't know, it's a tough discussion, but I think it just shows, I think it's a good look to, you know, just understand that people, there's a lot of trauma behind a lot of these terms, right? So is it okay to use those terms? I mean, sure, I guess so. You're in the car, you're a white person driving to work, they got the N-word on the rap song. I wouldn't judge people for saying it. But like for me personally, I don't get into the practice of it, because I would be mortified if I let it slip in front of an African-American person because of the history of the word. Of course, I didn't do anything to African-Americans, but my cracker-ass ancestors did, right? Anyways. Yeah. I'm trying to drop some controversy, because cracker's okay, right? It's okay to call white people crackers, but you can't call black people the N-word. Well, there's a systemized racism built in. It's baked into the system. And, you know, that's a show in its entirety. And, you know, I'm not the guy to be the voice of that. But I support it. Deaths. Number six. Deaths in 2018. Now, Prince died in 2016. In April of 2016, he died. Almost 3 years ago. Is time flying or what? It's all relative. Did I ever give you my spiel on time? Because as you get older, time does, in fact, feel like it's flying by faster. It's because it's all relative. If you're, okay, if you're 10 years old, 1 year is 10% of your life. If you're 50 years old, 1 year is only 5% of your life. So, you know, you build up this experience and you're always looking back. And that's why as you get older, time does, in fact, go by quicker. But I try to stay positive about that. For instance, winter time. I hate winter. Boy, do I hate me some winter. I know it's in my white genes to love beautiful, white, perfect, clean snowflakes. what a way people are skiing and snowboarding. And I live in Utah, so I should be doing those things. I'm not from here, so I never did skiing or snowboarding growing up, so I don't know how to do it. And I'm not going to try. I don't want to break anything because that would get in the way of CrossFit, my true love. But why are we? Oh, yeah. So talking about snow. Winter. Oh, yeah. Wintertime. So wintertime, I used to hate it. It felt like forever. But now, as I get older and time flies, I think, okay, well, you know, spring's right around the corner. Because in theory, every year, winter is going to feel shorter to me. So, you know, you put a little positive spin on things. Things don't seem so bad, right? So Prince, he died in 2016. But in 2018, they released the death scene photos. I did a, I don't think I did a podcast show on it. Maybe I did. But I do definitely have the images on my website. Illuminatiwatcher.com, sign up for the free email newsletter. And they have it's shocking. His body is lying on the ground in front of the elevator. He's lying on top of an 8-pointed star. Why does all this matter? Well, the 8-pointed star, of course, is the star of Ishtar, Semiramis, the female goddess entity. He's in a room with the moon and the sun, which is kind of like ties into his symbol, which is like this androgynous sort of the reconciliation of opposites, the Baphomet. He talked about how the elevator was the devil, and that's where he dies. Ellie Reed talked about this. He said, yeah, Prince said in the song, "Ain't Nobody Gonna Let the Elevator Take Us Down," he's talking about the devil, and there he is. And I don't know if you've ever seen someone die, but it ain't that quick. I don't really know the circumstances. Like, what, he took a bunch of drugs and no one was with him? He was just crawling around his house and that's where he ended up? I don't know, man. That whole thing don't make no damn sense. Who else died in 2018? Anthony Bourdain? Kate Spade? Anthony Bourdain was talking bad about, I think the Clintons, wasn't he? Part of the Clinton death squad now, apparently. And then his girlfriend, Asia Argento, got caught. She was instrumental in the Me Too movement, and then she got caught with a photo of her laying in bed with an underage guy. Double standard, right? I'm okay with that double standard. I mean, if I was a 17-year-old guy, I mean, I knew what I was doing. If there was an older lady that was trying to get busy, you know, I ain't Will Smith, but I'm trying to get jiggy. But a 17-year-old girl with an old 30, 40-year-old man, that's a little creepy, right? Why is that okay? I feel like it's I feel like there's a more of a manipulation that has to happen for that. I don't know. Am I right or am I wrong there? I don't know. Let me know what you think. And of course, XXXTentacion. XXXTentacion died. Another rapper. Lil Peep died too. Lil Peep just wasn't as popular. But yeah, they got X. X knew he was going to get taken out too. He talked about it on Instagram Live. He talked about it before it happened. He said, they're going to take me out as a sacrifice. I mean, reality's stranger than fiction sometimes. And of course, there's all these conspiracy theories that I cooked up about Drake killing him. Because Drake's the king of Bohemian Grove there with his owl symbolism. And Bohemian Grove is where the sacrifices happen at the cremation of care ceremony. You can check out my show on that. Number 7. Kanye West. What is this guy doing? He had all these rants and then he got MK Ultra'd in the hospital, and then he came out of the hospital, and then he's a big Trump fan. He gets out of the hospital and immediately goes to Donald Trump. And then he's wearing the Make America Great hat and he's being combative about it. And man, this guy's interesting. I've got a few shows on him. I'm not going to regurgitate everything because I know you're sick of hearing Kanye by now from me. But this is a guy who, he's on to something. I don't know what it is. Is he crazy? Probably a little bit, but I think he knows some shit. Yeah, so keep an eye on Kanye. You know, in fact, a few weeks ago, he was saying he was done with the politics thing. But now, just more recently, now he's back to wearing it. He says he's going to wear the MAGA hat everywhere. I don't know what's up with the dude. But I think he did, him and Kim Kardashian convinced Trump and the Republicans to pass some prison reform bill. Which was, you know, as you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Donald Trump, but kudos for them for passing the prison reform bill. I'm not a fan of the privatized prison system there. Talked about that in Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. Also available on Amazon and Audible. If you want to hear about hip-hop and the occult, that's where you do it. Number 8, more rappers. Tekashi 6ix9ine. I did a whole show on him in December because this guy had all of this strange stuff happen to him. And now he's sitting in jail. They're threatening him with life in prison for racketeering charges. And I don't believe that he did it. I know I don't know the man, but, or, you know, he's a young man. Yeah, he's a man. He's a real man. I don't think he did it because if you listen to enough of his interviews, you can, I don't buy it. He's going to be in the predictions corner. That's a little teaser for what's coming up here in a few minutes. Number 9, we're almost at the bottom here. Bob Lazar, you remember him. If you're an old fart like me, you were around during the golden age of 90s ufology, where you had to get VHS tapes dubbed on the underground market. Bill Cooper, Area 51. Speaking of which, did you watch my Area 51 video? I know you didn't. Go to YouTube, type in Isaac Weishaupt, all one word. You got to do this quick because YouTube's reviewing the channel as we speak. Act now. And go there, and I got a video. I uploaded it. Originally, I had to upload it on my Gumroad, but when I rebooted my YouTube channel, now it's on YouTube for a limited time only till they ban me again. Go watch it. I did a thing where I went to Area 51. I basically saw the aliens. No, I'm just kidding. Spoiler alert, there, I did not see any aliens. But it was a fun little trip out to Rachel, Nevada. I mean, who gets to do that? It's out in the middle of nowhere. And I want you to enjoy that experience with me. Go check it out. Go watch it. I know you didn't see it because I look at the statistics here. There's a lot more people listening to the podcast than how many people watch that video. It's a very fun video, and I want you to enjoy it before it's no longer available for you forever and ever. But Bob Lazar, he's got a new documentary out. $20, you can watch it on Amazon. I did. It was actually really good. Shout out to the director who did it. He did a great job because most of them UFO documentaries are garbage, right? Full of like the spooky music and, you know, stock photos of whatever. But this one was really good. It catches you up with Bob Lazar. Find out why he was important in the early establishment of the 90s ufology movement. He said he worked with reverse engineering the UFOs out in Area 51. I believe he saw some shit. I don't know if the shit he saw was real or disinformation, though, is the question. That's the big question. He seems very honest. I mean, I guess most people that are con artists seem honest, but he's been out of the limelight for many years. He's got no real reason to lie about this. He's got everything to lose, nothing to gain. But the documentary is very interesting. Yeah, like, for instance, the reason I'm conflicted on this is he says, yeah, at one point I was walking through the building there, and I got a quick half a second glance inside of this room, and it looked like a couple people in hazmat suits were talking to or looking at or dealing with a short little humanoid alien that was sitting on a chair. He said, or maybe it was just a doll. I don't know. It was a half a second. I got a glance at it. But think about this, right? He said he was only working on the propulsion system. That was his job, reverse engineering the propulsion system. But like, you're telling me they don't have every single room in Area 51 secured? Like, they just got a big window so you can look inside and see what's going on? No, I guarantee you that's not how it works. I guarantee you, I mean, and I wouldn't know. I've never been in there, but I guarantee it's sealed off rooms with, electronic devices, locks that can only allow certain people in. You're not just going to walk around and be like, oh, look, look what they're doing over there. Like, I don't buy it. I think maybe he was supposed to see these things. Maybe this is part of a disclosure effort. Who knows? I certainly believe that he believes what he saw. Last one, number 10, rounding it out, Nexium. I did a whole show on Nexium. You recall, that's the cult where this guy made it to the top of the cult and was, you know, piercing the veil on all his little members, and he had one girl working on recruiting actresses and stuff to get into his little club. He's not one of these self-help gurus, these new agers. Oh, he's going to show you the way. He's Father Yod from the Source family. You ever seen the Source family documentary? I think that's easy top five documentaries is the Source family. Another one in that top five is the one about the I don't know what it's called, the Wild World of the Whites, about this family in West Virginia. Oh man, that's entertainment. Anyways, Nexium is this sort of this ring, this sex ring that was run by a guy named Keith Rainier, and he used an actress from Smallville, Allison Mack, to try to recruit new chicks for his little harem. And they're going to be going to court in 2019. I don't know when the date is. I think it was originally March. I read something in passing about how that got delayed. But then, you know, we just watched the Surviving R. Kelly documentary. Did you see that? A 6-part documentary. I don't know if these people are telling the truth, but they sure do seem believable. But I have a hard time with it because it's like, on one hand, I'm for individual freedoms, and like, if two consenting adults want to shit in buckets, I mean, who am I to get in the way of that? What do you want? Do you want big government to get in the way? And now we got to have monthly inspections in every household to make sure no one's shitting in buckets? That's not the answer, right? I think it all goes back to we need a better mental health system. It's a very unhealthy environment we live in. But sex cults, right? That's the thing. That's the cool thing now, right? 2018. Okay, now let's talk about predictions for 2019. I got a couple here. Selena Gomez, she's gonna go crazy. MK Ultra crazy because she's shown some signs in the past. I think something else is gonna happen with her this year. Number two, and I hope this ain't true, but I think Patreon's gonna give me the boot and YouTube's gonna ban me again, making me a digital martyr, as it were. No, I just I don't know. I don't know why that is, but I keep running into this. I feel like I'm pretty level-headed. I feel like I'm not too crazy. I'm not a threat. I don't get it. Number three, Ariana Grande. She's gonna get darker with her works. She gave you, in fact, she, that little B word, she got me banned from YouTube. That was the straw that broke the back. Because I got a couple of little notices and complaints and violations here and there. But Ariana Grande, she had a video called, I think it was like God is a Woman or something. And I went through all the symbolism of it, right? And that's the one that got me banned. And that's another thing I'm doing with my new channel while it exists is I'm not uploading Taylor Swift or Ariana Grande videos. I think that they are very precious to the big Illuminati money-making system. So they gotta shut down voices like mine. Last prediction, Tekashi 6ix9ine's getting out of prison. That's right. They're saying he's gonna be in there for life. No bail allowed, nothing. That man's walking out this year. Because I don't think he did it. So there you have it. What do you think is going to happen in 2019? Hit me on the socias. And for those of you that have been sliding in the DMs and Instagram, sorry. They're piling up. This is what happens. This is a cycle I go through. I started out with Facebook, which you can still get. I'm on all these platforms still. The amount of attention my presence gets there is depends, though. On Facebook, I started it, and I started getting overwhelmed with messages and comments, and I'm like, I got stuff to do. I work a day job, too. And I love the comments, shout-outs, messages. I love it. But there's always so much time, and I hate being chained to my phone. I could sit here on my phone all day answering messages, but I'm trying to live, baby. I'm trying to live. So I also got on Twitter. And I ended up transitioning most of my time to Twitter because there was a lot less people following me. And as I built that up, those messages and comments sort of overwhelmed me. Oh, you hear that? That's my phone. Another notification. Actually, I'm going to let you in a little how the sausage is made here. The only notifications I allow on my phone are Patreon supporters' comments, messages. Let me put that on silent for you. That's the only one I allow because that's my most important thing. And if you're on the Patreon team, you comment or message, it takes me a little while to get back to you, but I at least read the comments. Sometimes I'll reply messages. If there's a question you need help with something, I reply. Sometimes it takes me a day or two, but I got you. But I turned off all the notifications for my social medias cause it's too much. And then, so I got on Twitter, I was enjoying that, and then that follower list got too big and it overwhelmed me. Then I moved to Instagram, and now the same thing's happening. So I kind of see this pattern now. And it's not a disrespect to anybody, it's just a matter of how much time do I have available. Because it's like, I got to devote time to making the show, Just saying, have some patience with me. I do see almost every comment message. So just, I may get back to you. I may not. I'm sorry. If it's a very serious question that you need my help, I will get back to you. It takes a few days, though. So, anyways. So there you have it. That's the 2018 breakdown, the 2019 predictions. Hit me on the socials. Tell me what you think is going to happen in 2019. I like to read through and see what you think. I'm on Twitter at Illuminati Eyes, Facebook. Don't do it on Facebook. To be honest, I get way too many comments there. You can if you want. Every now and then, maybe once a month, I get on there and peruse. Instagram, whatever. You can go to my website, too. Leave a comment there. That's actually the best place. I read all those, too. A lot of comments to be read. Don't do it on YouTube. I don't read those. They're just full of people telling me to kill myself. So, anyways, there you go. Hope you enjoyed the show. Next time, we are hopefully going to talk Annihilation. It depends on how happy I am with the perfected product. But the message for 2019, stay woke.